Oh, Chris Grant's got it.
Chris Grant's got it. 36th position.
Over left foot.
He kicked the goal to bring him back into the game.
Got
it's
it.
A
got
great
it.
Kick. He's kicked it. A magnificent effort. He will be a hero forever if
they're
they win
home.
This match.
Surely they're home this time.
He is and will be a hero forever, of course. The two-time Charles Sutton medal winner, three-time All-Australian, the captain of his beloved Bulldogs, Australian Footy Hall of Fame inductee. He's the boss of the club at the moment. And should they salute on Saturday, he will wander up and hand over the Premiership Cup to Marcus Bontempelli and also Luke Beveridge. And he joins us on the line. Grandy, great to talk to you again.
Morning, Gary. And, it's an exciting time, isn't it? We both had a nice day yesterday, so... Sun's come up here in Perth very early, Gary.
Yes, I did ask if you'd be up for a chat tomorrow, and Granny looked at me and said, you realise it'd be 6:30 or something. So we appreciate you giving us some time. It was great yesterday. It gets real, doesn't it, when you see the Premiership Cup sitting there and the stakes can't be any higher.
Yeah, no, we both commented on it, didn't we? The cup feels pretty nice in your hands, doesn't it? even the weight of the cup, it's just, you know, feels pretty special. But Tim, you've had the pleasure of being involved in a few of those in your time, and getting your hands on it, it's a pretty special feeling.
It is indeed, Chris. And when Gary called that press conference yesterday, did you just immediately just fall into line, or did you need to have some be convinced in any way?
No, it was a mad scramble, Tim. I got the heads up that he was doing something in the city, so we jumped in the carnival and got there as quickly as we could. But just at the end of it, just at the tail end, we caught.
Don't fall in, Granny, because there are a section of our audience that actually will start to believe it, and then I'm going to cop grief.
Hey, what was your reaction when you were first asked to present the cup?
It was a pretty surreal conversation, to be honest, Tim. You sort of think about... the things you've been able to experience in your career, in your time in the industry. There's no doubt being involved in a club, certainly as a player, that would be a special feeling. But being involved in the club or watching your team participate in the grand final and then win it, it's a pretty special time. But when I meet our CEO, Collie Watson-Wheeler, our president, sort of through a meet, offered the opportunity. I was a bit taken back, really, because being an employee of the club at the moment, that hasn't happened before. But it didn't take me long to say yes. It's obviously a unique situation. Not all of our past champions are unfortunately able to be in WA or Perth at the moment. But didn't take me long to say yes.
No, it's a great honour, a great, great honour. Talking to Chris Grant, the Bulldogs head of football, the planning and the execution of this finals campaign for the Bulldogs, it's like nothing that's ever happened in the game before. How have you managed it all?
Yeah, it's been unique, Tim, no doubt about that. Sort of reflecting back before the final series was about to start, and the AFL were in contact with all the teams that were in Melbourne, obviously, Melbourne-based teams, to let us know we're probably going to have to get out of Victoria pretty quickly. And the plan at that point, they were pretty sure that we wouldn't be returning. So that in itself was a unique week. And then being on the road since then and the hurdles and the different protocols that we've had to face on the way through. It has been a huge task by everyone involved. What's been so pleasing is how the players themselves have dealt with it. They've bunkered down, they've sort of used it as an opportunity of really getting together and mounting a charge and a challenge within the final series. And as everyone knows, our end of the season, as far as our wins, we really dropped off there right at the end. And maybe getting away in that first week was a really important opportunity of almost sort of being a circuit breaker and having the boys travel away and have a mission to try and get the first one away in Launceston. You know, that sort of got us on our way. So it has been unique. It's been a huge sort of logistical undertaking. And each state we've gone to, Tim, the protocols have been so different. You sort of think about COVID protocols, they'd be the sort of same from state to state, but they've actually been different from state to state. And that in itself has been a challenge to work through. But now that we've arrived in Perth, and then come back to Perth after being in Adelaide for that weekend last, 2 weekends ago now. It's been nice and a little bit easier to work through, and everyone got released from Pentridge, if you like, on Sunday morning, and that's been nice for the boys this week too.
Have you noticed a change in the demeanour of the players as a result of that?
I think everyone, Tim, when you get an opportunity of, having some freedom and living somewhat normally, albeit, away from home and away from partners or family and friends, that in itself is a little bit unique. But, just being able to take a mask off and walk out the front door, that Sunday morning, it really did feel like you'd sort of been in the hole for best part of 3.5 weeks, and walking out, it was a bit strange. It sort of felt like, without the mask on, that someone was going to come past and tackle you and throw you back inside. But it has been nice. I think, that in itself has been a nice sort of positive booster, leading into this week.
With Chris Grant, the Bulldogs footy boss, Granny, we've got so many Western Bulldogs fans that are listening, and it's not of great interest to me, but your team for this weekend, will there be any changes, do you think? There's a couple of decisions you're going to have to make?
Well, I'm happy to say, because there's no one listening, so I'm happy to let you know who's going to be in the team this week. We're actually talking about it yesterday, weren't we? I mean, both teams are fit, and I know Charlie Spargo had a bit of a rolled ankle, but he's going to be okay by the looks of things. And on our end, the additional week or so has certainly helped Alex Keith, and Cody Waitman would have played the following week if the game was last weekend or the weekend is gone. So we'll be quite fit in our camp. So it's going to be a difficult task, and we were both reflecting yesterday that with the ecstasy of being selected for a grand final, there's also the heartbreak. I think the additional layer of it actually being a grand final will no doubt be additionally emotional for those boys who do miss out. The ecstasy will be heightened. It's just been so pleasing leading up till now, how well the players who haven't been able to be selected, how well they've dealt with it, and how supportive they've been of the team as they lead into their game. So it's actually been really nice to have everyone here together. We've only unfortunately got Josh Bruce at home, who just had his ACL reconstruction, and with a young family, and he quite rightly remained at home while he's recovering. So outside of that, we've got our whole group here. Bruce is on the WhatsApp and FaceTime pretty constantly with the boys. But it's going to be hard. It's going to be really tough for Bevo and the boys to select that final 23 these days tonight.
We love seeing Josh Bruce. He was pictured volunteering, I think, filling up some packages and merchandise for the club. So it was a beautiful picture I saw yesterday or the day before. How important has it been, Granny, and I know the Demons have said this to me as well, to have the whole group there and the players that aren't playing, the reserves, and the being able to be there, and then when it comes to training, being able to get involved in those drills just to keep everyone fresh and challenged? I mean, has that been a significant part of it for you guys?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. It's been critical, I'd say. The mood of the group, the whole environment has been sort of one in, all in. And, it certainly helps at training as one of those things. But it's just having everyone, the group's so tight. Having anyone, if it was a smaller group that were only allowed to travel, for example, whether it was 30 or 32, if there was a cap on that, it'd just be absolutely devastating for the group to have boys back home, not to be able to participate in that. And, we shouldn't also forget, those young boys who are coming through that may not get the opportunity of playing on the weekend, the experience leading into a grand final, or you know, seen what a final series is about and the tension and the emotion that comes with that. It's a great learning experience for them as well. So we can't discount, you know, whilst they may not actually be selected, you know, for their growth, it's going to be enormous to see what it's all about. So the positivity in the group has been tremendous on the back of having everyone here. So as I say, unfortunately, only 23 of them will get their chance. But those who don't, just enormously supportive of those boys that do.
Yeah, there's always the agony and the ecstasy of this game. I mean, it happens on so many different levels. Are you in the rooms before the game, Chris?
Yep.
Okay, well, you'll be able to answer this question because Gary wrote a letter to Bont pre-season and he keeps telling me that the Bont, it's the last thing he does before he runs out in the game. Each and every week he reads this letter from Gary. Have you seen him read this letter before he runs out or not?
I can't say I have, Tim. No.
No.
I'll ask him over breakfast this morning.
Hey, Granny, this is what I have to deal with every morning. It is so good to talk to you. It was so great to see you yesterday, and I said it sincerely that I couldn't think of anyone better to share this honour that's been bestowed upon us. So I look forward to seeing you on the weekend, mate. Hopefully everything goes well. There's no injury hiccups between now and then, and the best team will win on the day. So so good, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Gary. Now, look forward to, really look forward to walking out with you on Saturday, late afternoon, isn't it? But no, can't wait for it, mate.
Go on, Chris.
Chris Grant there, what a star he is, and what a just a Western Bulldog royalty, Wispy. He's played 341 games. He started out in the number 29. He's 17. His first season, he debuted as a 17-year-old. I reckon he kicked 50 in his first season.
Yep, he was an unbelievable player, like an unbelievable player, came from nowhere. He wasn't sort of one of the heralded kids that were coming through the system at any stage, plucked. I think, where did he go in the draft? He was taken, what, pick 105 in the 1988 draft? Yes. 105.
He and James Herb were always the ones that they kept, you know. What was Herdy? He was something up there too, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he was. I think he was in... Oh, he's in the 90s or somewhere like that.
It was less sophisticated back then, the drafting system, but that's the greatest value of all time.